Precious Ave Maria.
What?
Precious Ave Maria. Beholding by Simon Kovchov, I said Bayes. Another sugya of Tilas Kalim. Over here, Pesach Bayes discusses putting the kli inside the mikvah. So first, we already know from said yesterday in the sugya, the pashas we hold kalim that didn't deraisa. Therefore, the mikvah should be a geta of a deraisa. Therefore, there are mikvahs out there, then the geta noshim the very machmer. The geta anoshim the much more liked about it. The geta sugya of Phyllis Ezra or Kedema. And therefore, they don't take on the kulas that feel very machmer in the geta deraisas. Therefore, they point out the pasha should be that the halacha in the geta tefillas kelim achmei nida yiskato. It's like the mikvah of nida of an isha of a deraisa kelim or deraisa. Therefore, the mikvah that you should be using with tefillas kelim should give it the klom the chumras of a deraisa. They point out also if you go to certain stores, they have a mikvah inside. My father tells me GM's closed down, but it used to be there was a mikvah there. And any store that has the mikvah, the question is, could you be stomach upon using the mikvah over there? They also say, it really depends. Who the balachanut is your shemayim? Is there a rav makshir gives the ashkocha to it? Otherwise, you're dealing with a bar that has some water inside and no one takes responsibility for it. If a bayam it's a mamash tchilas kelim again of a deraisa, and therefore you have to be choshish and be stringent about this concept. Now, when you travel it, come on the poskei tshuva mitzvah chok v'zodom, it points out that tefillas kelim is not like a golas kelim. By a gola, the locha is you can do part and parcel when it's too big of a kli, you can kashir it in different sections. Because the whole entire point of a golas kelim is take out the blias. Take out one part, take out the second part, take out the third part, it's beseder. Mashenkin, the idea of tefillas kelim, building upon the lundus of the shamli botam of the tazbe says it, is a kedusha going from a goy to Yisrael, going up levels over here. Negeir to a person going inside the mikvah. The din is a person has one finger sticking out. It's like a tovel v'asheret biyadoi. Therefore, my father says you see his rov, the tank rov, go to the mikvah 100 times a day. What do? You go inside the mikvah, stick his finger in and out 100 times. But in and out, he out the mikvah, out and in. That's cool. That's happy. The whole time go all one shot inside the mikvah. The influence of the Piskachuv, the Chokhmah Zodim, who are going to get Tefillah's Kelim, the same concept over here. Have you all at one time. Otherwise, it's not enough to get out of Tefillah. Have you all at one time. Once we that's one thing Piskachuv brings down. The second thing he brings down, to get the Tefillah inside Shelek, inside snow, should be Negeya, gets involved with by Derisus, by Matechas, or by Machmer, by Sashat Chak, Mekel, by Schuchis. And also, they do say, once it's feel like a Nido, there's cost by Nido, how many times you travel? The one brings down a minute of two, people have a minute of three. So how many times do you have to tell your kli? I'll put the same svara why by nida over machmer. Maybe it applies over here. The svara discuss it. Maisa, they point out the meaning loishem manu. They were tevil kli three times. And one time the maisa it's enough. Now once we have this concept over here, we see clearly the lofti that we tevil all in one shot. It leaves the question of what to go do over here. You put a kli inside, and your hands around it. So the maisa have a chatzitz over there. So why is not ma'akiv in the tefillah over here? Person told me you saw someone putting aside, you told him to leave go for a second, you let go. Now they chosh mishmah to kashaylo. You have to pay for the guy you told him to let go. Things disappear in the mikvah. So shaylo is what to go do. Mitzad, the locha of the chatzitza that your hand is over here. So the better, the 2 points the Shofar says. One mitzad the sugya of rafay, one mitzad the sugya of melachlech yodoy. Two different things, you have to go through each one. First mitzad the sugya being rafay when your hand is loose. So that maramokim is a mishnah mikvah, so parachas. Of this being example, Rav Shimon says, whether holding a person or a kli, it's beseder. Now, there's a shaila among the Rishonim, is Rav Shimon coming to argue the Tanna Kamma or not? Or would he pass along Rav Shimon? So the Rashi comes along and says, are you passing along Rav Shimon, making your hand loose, even though it's around him, it's loose, that's beseder. That's Atzad Hasheni, the Rambam, brought down by the Shach, Ramban, the Rosh, they disagree. And they say, that's not the way the lach is, that Rafai, the Maisa, does not work. We'll be chayshiv the Tanna Kamma. Halacha l'maisa, the Torah came along to be mekel. The Torah came along and said that Rafa l'maisa works. Therefore, the Mechaber brings down over here, brings down the Torah, that Rafa, when your hand is loose around the Beseder, that's the maisa most places can go, Lavosh, the Taz, the Goyim, Chach, the Sodom, the Shur brings down that way from the first Lamosha or Hashokha, they pass him making him loose. Again, it's around it, you're holding it, it's around the Kli, but it's loose, the maisa is Beseder. The Shach points out, look, there's a little bit of a steer over here. Why in the world is the Beis Yosef of Halafot is not bringing down the Chalkim? Mashenkin comes out of Ches, when the same Mishnah is, the same Ramachim, the Beis Yosef does bring down the Chalkim. Now, in the Mechav Hashit and Halacha, he's making them both times. The question is, yes, but he did not bring it down on the Beis Yosef, number one. And number two, the Bach over there, Paskin's L'chumra. So what did Paskin L'chumra over here? The Shach is not clear how he's Paskining. Because he's asking a kasha, over there it comes out of chesed, seems like he's being makel, over here it sounds like he's being machmer. The mice have a simcha on the idea of being rough, but you're being loose around it. They point out the two reasons why to be machmer. Number one, the shach sounds that way to be machmer over here, and the fact that we're holding machmer by people who do my kelim. We'll get to the pachachuvah's chilik, but the pasha should be the same thing. Second, we learn someone comes out of chesed and sefala, the loch with it is brought down by the Ramah, that ain't a little bit key in what's rough and what's not rough for you. So we're not Bakim, so same thing over here. That means maybe B'dievet. Since we're not Baki, we should never have things that are roughing around anything negate a person, including negate the Sukh of Kalim. Therefore, Gam Mosfor and Maisa are Makel instead of the Chalkis B'yom, but not Lachatrila. Number one, they're Chalkim. And number two, we're not Baki exactly what is Nichol and Sukh of being roughing that. Now, again, just to answer the Shach. The Shach again has a Kasha, why is not brought down over here this Indian Kiki of Machmi in the Beis Yosef in the Bach? He left as a kasher, or for shulchan, that's a gedolah as a kasher. The weather pesach should be being down the page to answer him to first Lamoisha, he wants a mechalik, that what happens by the evidence when you mess up? So if you mess up by nida, karis. By the case of shumo, miso. Over here, what happens to the food by the evidence? In the Ramal Islam, in the last week, says, full of ice is mutter. Truth is, it's a shamshas, which again we mentioned yesterday, which I wonder, which Shmuel says again of a drabonon. But at the end of the day, you messed up, you left with the food being water anyway. That's it, sadly, to be more makel. Again, still, there's shamshus over here. That's a sparty makel. Again, the Shach not seem to agree with this concept of mechalik. Therefore, it sounds like those won't be machmor over there, the Bach should be machmor over here. But that's inside the roughly. Again, inside the roughly, with dealing it's water, the concept of Yovan says, look at chil to be machmor. Inside the sugya, malachal fiyadoi. Meaning you put your hand inside the mikvah, it gets wet over here. Is that good enough or not? So the kids are, there's a long puzzle over here, but what comes out, the ikur, the three sheet is on the page. We have the Ramah that says, the pashtus is that you put your hand inside the mikvah. What's in the mikvah is called mei mikvah, it's mei makdimim. And if you put your hand around it, it's no problem. Even that roughly. Your hand around it, mei makdimim. The Shach seems to go that way. Lavosh, kids, shavar, chokh mesodom, le pasnes way, le chasholchon. I tell it by Hamash Eking in the Ramos Habono. He's saying with hands in the mikvah, and that basically what it means, you take the fork and knife that you put inside the mikvah, you pass it, this hand is not my makdimim. The other hand you put inside, you pass one to another, that's no problem. I both times your hands around the cleat, it was never left by itself. Since your second hand was in the mikvah first, and you passed it to that hand, no problem. Masha Eking, according to the Ramos, let's say you put your hand inside the mikvah, they take your hand out, and then you take the cleat. Like it's the same water from the mikvah, since it came out of the mikvah, it's mind pollution. That means according to the Ramah, what do you do to pass it over one hand to another in the mikvah? Then not take your hand out. According to the Goyim, he comes along and says, he doesn't know what the chil between mind pollution or main mikvah is. Inside the sugya, he holds anything that's main mikvah, that's beseder. You put your hand inside, you pass one to another, or your hand out, also beseder. That's the second shito. The Taz comes along and mechalik, exactly what you're doing. If it's my plushim, he says, and even if your hand is deep of bainini, that mice is motor. It's my even my plushim, but if it's chosok, if it's tight, then it only works by the case wherein it's main mikvah. How the two levels over here? The chodesh pitaya, that's they went. So you're the way of machlug is three different cheese over here, the Ramah versus Taz, and the going over here. Now, first, if we stomach upon this, any of these three sheets over here, the mahalfim in the Shulchan Aruch. Is this din of Bimlach Yodai din of Chachilah din B'dievet? The way it's brought down to the Mishnah is a loss of B'dievet. Is it good of Chachilah? So, and you look at Simon Kufs out of Ches, and again, it's the same exact halacha brought down. Over there, it's Machlokes Taz B'Shach. The Taz says that's halacha, the Prisha says even of Chachilah. The Shach says, no, the whole entire halacha of Bimlach Yodai is B'dievet. The Siddhartha, the Bereshchai, the Orch HaShulchan, they come home and say the whole end of the Malach Yodai is only B'dievet. Again, I don't see it clearly brought down over here, but again, Pasha is the same as Slugyo, should be the same thing. Therefore, they point out what to do with Maisa. With Maisa, what to go do. That means, again, you have a Kelim here, someone gave you a Kli, you have to toggle it, how to be toggle it. So again, we really have two options over here, to be either Rafa B'yadai or Malach Lech. Each one has its problems. The idea over here, to do a case of when doing a Malach B'yadai, you know, Baya, maybe it's only a case of B'yadai over here. Also, maybe we're not Bekim, what is Chazik, what is the case of Bainli over here. Instead of Rafa, we have a Baya, instead of Sugar, maybe we're not Bekim or what Rafa is. And also, not have to do things that have to do with Rafa. Therefore, come along the Dakar Shuva bin Dana Imrish Tarius. The Chalk Yomin says, the best thing, the highest level, is to let go for a second. That means you have a fork, it's inside. You can just drop for a second, mash you a second. Make sure you don't lose it. Or you can put your hand underneath and catch it, whatever you want. That's the best thing. Just get on all the sheeters. That's the best. If you can't do that, you're afraid to lose it. The Lachal put inside a sal, inside a basket. How and when, we'll have to get to when we get to some of the phase. But put inside a basket, and usually the basket is on the mikvah. But say that's the best thing to go do. Now, if you can't, afraid you're going to go lose it. So that the lochi is the maisa, pass one to another. And it means that the maisa works. Question is, that would be the next level. That means the first thing to go do is leave for a second. The second thing, malach of the other, then about it means your hand inside, pass one to another, say shach, say taz, say goin, and it means the maisa works. Make sure it's not tight around it, maybe. Both times. If not tight, make sure it's not tight. Pass one to another, then Avada works. Question only is that Al Hakhilo. If you can't do that, pass one to another for whatever reason, Echanami Mirka Dinam Samir Khafi. That's Mohammed Sarich, you do Rafi. Mohammed Sarich. That means it comes out, the best thing to let go. The second thing is to pass over one to another. Again, make sure it's not tight. Third thing is, if you can't do that, just make sure your hand is loose over here. And again, that's a Shukran Arch Paskin. Loose the mice is enough. Sif Gimel. Once we do the tefillah over here, we have a lochem inside the bracha. The first, do we make a bracha? And the sugi is not clear. The Ritva brings down that's Madurik the Rambam that you did not make a bracha. And the Ritva said, V'chein no, we don't make a bracha. The Maisa places on the page, says, it's a mitzvah, and we do make a bracha. The Rosh brings it down, the Torah brings it down, the Maisa, we do make a bracha. The Machava, all the places we bring down, we, the Maisa, do make a bracha, not like the Ritva's minik from the Rambam. Once we do make a bracha on what kelim, we mentioned yesterday, not only on Matzeh, which is a deraisa, even Skulchis, which is also a drabonon, we know Leisasser, Mar Shabbat Achlo Kimmel, even drabonon, do you say a shek shalom mitzvah mitzivanu, and about we make a bracha. Now, when to go make a bracha? You make it before you table the kli or after the table the kli? The get to people, an isha, do you make when to make a bracha? So the Rishonim Machlokes, Mar Pesachim Davzayin, to do it before the tefillah, after the tefillah. Before the tefillah, it's over the siyasam. Or after the tefillah, because doing with the tefillah of a ger cannot make a bracha before their yid, so make a bracha afterwards. And however, the holopods of Bnei Ashkenaz, the notion does tefillah twice. I'm moving down, she table, makes a bracha on the table again. Fine. It's like Kain Kshara. Question is, to get to Kalim, should we also be chayshish and maybe make a bracha afterwards? So there is a Ben Shmuel brought on the Zerua at one time to make a bracha afterwards. The Maisa, most of Shem, do not go this way. They say the whole idea of comparing Nido to Gerit is Dafid of Gufa, person in Yishal Chalak, from Caleb. Therefore, the Rav Yoh and the Great Oshri, like Yosha, they come along and say we make the bracha beforehand. We're going to give Eger, bring it down, it's Alok Lamaisa by us. The Kishonar, the Paschal, they make the bracha beforehand. Not only that, if you forget to make the bracha, can you make a bracha afterwards? Kivayger brings down a shiloh from the Pringonim if you make a bracha miyad afterwards. Hashem means twice a day deeper. And even that, the Buzz is saying, nice enough, it's soft brachas, lahakal. We have no mamach to make a bracha afterwards. Not so much fun as the Benu Shmuel. And therefore, the lahakal you make a bracha only before you forget, you do not make a bracha afterwards. Now, when you make the bracha, how to go, what to go do? So, first I point out, since the Pash is a birch mitzvah, we pass in birch mitzvah, you should do bederch amido. Hathili should be standing making the bracha. Why this one point out, when you make the bracha, in any case, in the gate of Bechsa Mitzvah, should be Yad Yamin, unless you're a lefty, then do it Yad Small, then that is your right hand. You could do it with your right hand over here. Now, in the gate of the Nusach of the bracha. So, first it says to make a bracha, do you say with Shema Malchus? So, point out again, look at the Rishonim, and the Torah says, speaks out clearly, you say with Shema Malchus. For it says it. Rav Yoh, others, okay, I can say with Shema Malchus, that's what we do. Now, in the Nusach of the bracha, do you say Kli mateches or just kli? Do you say define what the kli is or not? So it seems from you read the shachal here, there was a minig. Certainly for a certain time, the Bach says that way. The Moshe, there was a minig to travel and say a tefillah mateches. It seems to be a minig that way. The Maisa, the Zmanazel, we seem to go what you call the Machaber say, they left it out, they say it was clean. That's how they pass, be Chodesh, they come along, they see the Paschim, Kishwar, Shochon, Hosmazodim, we say Atfilas Kli, okay, Lim. We do not say the case of Matechas. The place can point out, but let's say you said Matechas of Adi Yetzo. If you add in the Yetzo, the Maisa does not seem to be done all over here. Now, in the Nusra Bracha, do you say Kli or Kalim? Yeah. Now, if you to say Kli or Kalim, they point out when you Kveya Mezuzah, you don't say the Kveya Mezuzah, you say the Kveya Mezuzah. No matter if you do 5 Mezuzah, 10 Mezuzah, does not make a difference. By Neresh or Shabbos, you say Neresh or Shabbos, everyone does more than one there. So Neresh or Shabbos, it says one. So one as far as, so why are we here always saying Tfilas Kalim by 2 Kalim? What's the swar beyond it? So one of the lumdas they want to say is when you do a mezuzah, how many do you do at one time? One at a time. You're always doing mezuzah, mezuzah, mezuzah. You do everything you want one at a time. Your light near Shabbos is one at a time. Kalim, you can take 20 cell words and dip it in and all in one shot. So Kalim is the chalapak, is a shaykh concept, doing it all at one time. It's very common to do it that way all at one time. Don't waste time and go back to learning. Therefore, at least it's a shaykh, the idea over here of Kalim. Now,
it does one at a time, second?
Yeah. Because my says it's the concept is there. I mean, even if you light two neighbors of Shabbos at one time, but that's not what you're meant to go do. Now, again, in the, when you light, when you do two kalim, you certainly make the bracha of kalim. We do monthly. What is the, exactly the nosach? So the read the mechaber coming to the Torah is mechalik. Monthly is kli, two kalim is kalim. That's the tiktok. And most farms seem to go this way. The Kishon Aruch. They come along and say, like the Shulchan Aruch. At Sada Sheni, the Meiri says, no, we always say the Lashon of Kalim. The Shulchan writes, that's the Minig. The Berkowitz and Vosna, they say, the Maisa, that's the Minig. Then we always say the word Kalim. Again, now they'll say the Maisa Minig. Now you go in the Mikvah, what do they have there? They have Kli, and the parentheses Kalim. Why? Because either because you have one or two, or because that's always in Nosach. They always give you the two options over there. So again, there are those who, that again, always do Kalim. My father is Mechalik, and by one Kli does Kli, and two, like the Mechaber says, and by two Kalim says Kalim. Now the Paiskim will say, does not make a difference, but the Yevet, we say Kli once 10 Kalim, or we say Kalim once 1 Kli. Avada, but the Yevet, come on, Pechodesh, all the Paiskim will be down, but my see Yevet. Question is, what's the better Nosach? Not only that, come on, Pechodesh, let's say he did not say the word Kli at all. He said, Al Tfilas, he stopped. Al Tfilah, he stopped. Without the word Kli or Kalim, neither one. Said Pichodesh is still Yaitza. Said a bracha of Tefillah. Without saying one thought. The Maisi also Yaitza. That means the word Kli is not Ma'akiv what way you say whether it's Rabim or Mechidus. It's not Ma'akiv, you say it and don't say it.
Vanida
is Ma'akiv. Vanida. You're thinking bracha, Tefillah.
Why is it not the Ma'akiv? Why is it not
Shabbos? I assume so without remembering.
By a woman, is it the first Tefillah or the
Yeah, the Pichonish says the idea, the broth is on the tefillah lot after the
thing.
That's just defining the what it's on. Show me afterwards. Now, in those who have the minig over here, to make on one kli, the word kli, and two kalim, the word kalim, what happens if you have one kli that's a chiyah, and secondly, the only difference is the sopik shivoy. That means you have a kli that's glazed. So shayla, do tefillah bli bracha. Glazing inside, glazing inside, outside, because there's glass around, the outer glaze over here. Well, any of the materials that we're subject about, what bracha do you make? So, come on, the question will say, that loch is over here, you say Kalim. Why can you know what's ma'akim? But since pre-chodesh, one Kli, you certainly say the word Kli. Here's the second one, even though you're doing the time Chumash, you might say the loch of Kalim, that's what you're doing over here. But they do point out, when you do the tefillah, make sure the tefillah is on the one that's a vadechiv. Now, sofek, we tell Sugi Hefsek. The loch is, you should not be mastic, you shouldn't talk, one do that. 100 kelim in front of you, you should not talk from the beginning to the end. But the evidence maybe is not ma'akiv, you shouldn't talk. Here also, you have kelim over there, being told it's not sofek, that should be the second kli, not the first kli, the chatzilo. Now, what? No, if you're not, especially if you're oisik in the bat, not. Usually you're oisik in it. Now, sometimes you have kelim, you pop from a story, and they got mixed in with kelim that you already were titled. You bought 1/4, you've gotten a set, and now you have 20 folks in front of you, or plates that way, or it can happen in a hotel, they bought something, come there, where's the table, or to a Shiva's mirror, you buy silverware, also you have 10,000 silverwares over here, and not sure where it goes, that's the table, all of them over here. So that's in there, who are the three different cases, you can have a mixture of things. You can have one where most of it's table, and one thing not table. You can have a case of 1 verse 1. You have a case for a character, most are not typical of 1 UR title. These are the cases over here. Let's take first the simple case. You have usually what happens, the most are, and you bought 20 silverware at the Yeshiva Smear, and they got mixed inside. You have to know all the silver in Yeshiva Smear. So the person can get involved in some sugi we learned by Domeshish Matir and Masuk Kopes. Over there, come along the Shokhnar discusses when we clean that got mixed in, that's Chiv Agala to it. You have to go Kashu in with 20 came that did not know Chiv Agala to it. That's Kosher. So come along the main reason why you make it, come along the Shokhnar. It costs money, you said, so that costs money. Neither costs money. Come on, the Shachim wants to disagree, you have some wood, you do have a Chiyot Tefillah. But come on, the person and point out, Lechura over here, it doesn't cost anything, it's called the Mikvah. I don't think you want 2 shekels by the Mikvah really counts being costing anything. The Cholopopis is a Hefsin wood, called the Shachim, a Chiyot Tefillah over here. And therefore, get a double Shish Lamatur. To get a double Shish Lamatur is, I feel, a bit elfly bottle. Why eat the Issa, eat the Behetter? Since you have an option of your Sazer Rashi to go be toivel it, go makshir it. And therefore, come on the place game. Therefore, come on the place game. And they point out, most of the Swarm speak out that if it's a standard case, Chiyot Tefillah. That's all the Swarm say. Like, chewing down that way, Haaretz Tefillah, Moshe, all being done in Chiyot Tefillah. However, they point out, but let's say it's a Terah Chiyot Tefillah, or cost money, let's say you have to clean them all very well. Let's say it's a massive amount of kelim you have in the hotel, you bring them down off the mikvah. Then, now I'm saying a massive amount because some people here are lazy, and they'll say, "Yeah, 3 kelim also is very hard for me to go down to the mikvah." That's no, that doesn't count. You're lazy. It means until you say over here, then if Nami there's a Shuva writes about the Bar Moshe, then the mitzvah if Nami is what we serve on the mikvah is literally get a bittul barayv. Now, because we did not say that we don't shish l'matir. That's a Gemara, what time Shulchan Aruch? What? It doesn't, no, it's not a Sibloa. It's a Kli itself. It's not simply, it's a Kli itself. No, it's a Kli itself. So he said on the shaft and he said to wait 24 hours and not much just to do all right away. Again, because they're saying you have a head to Doshin Mach, it's no. Yeah. Yeah, they're all. Maybe didn't tell you the right one. He's saying only one as of test. He's saying it's better than this bottle. Without the Rishimatir. Here we have a buy of Dom Shishimatir. The Gmor Bay, right? Dom Shishimatir would not say a simple bond, not by two. Very simple here. But that means. That's first. Now, do you make a bracha when you table it now? That means, do you make a bracha? Maybe you have no chi, maybe the bezin is a bit over here. So it's actually math when you say you make a bracha on the field again. You have one bricks in the five. You have three. You can take 6 forks and table them all together. Do you make a bracha? So come on with hash, you say, you might say a chi. Chi is drabon, and those shimati would do drabon.
It's more bad than a chi.
Make a bracha.
Right. More bad than a chi.
Yeah, but Minatur is both over right. Minatur is a motor. But the Rishon Lativ did the Rabbanon. That's correct. So that's the Pasha. So you say, the Emperor of Damasal says, you still make a bracha.
Rabbanon's make a bracha.
It's like Demaik. Demaik, the Lachas, you say, most time the Rishon is motor. You make this bottle of right. But Demaik, we don't make a bracha. So we move here also to the house, you should make a bracha. So there is a Shail over here to make a bracha. Now the Shliyaz, the Asher says, Meister, you will not make a bracha. We'll make a bracha. Even on the sound that you make a bracha, in the case where you have voice of things that are not Chiyot Tefillah. Well, let's say the case of 1 verse 1. Now, and there is no bittul over here, so everything means you have a Chiyot Tefillah. No shalom. I mean, you bought 2 soul shakers, one you titled, one you didn't, and then you can mix in, not sure which ones. That's not a Chiyot Tefillah over there. Then over there, what bracha do you make? You say, Kli or Kalim. Because only one is Mokhuy, if you Mokhuy, you go to 2. So on those in the house, you say, Kli or Kalim. The Kamal and the Dakachu bring down the Ruach Chaim and says, you have to type a both. Why? Because one of them is a Chiyuv, so you have to type a both. So you say the word Kalim. The both of them decided, but what if type a both? Because one of them has a Chiyuv. So there's Lashon and Kli. The Shikha asks the question, what exactly is Yom HaChaim over here? You look at what is causing the Machayim. Or what is Ms. Machayim over here? Now, if you tell them, let's say, Zech HaZeh, come on, the Bar Moshe says that he should not make a bracha because then Lav Dafka any clear here that you will chuyv upon. He won't sign that. We could argue according to the Dakachu of the Ruach Chaim. He says you make tefillas kelim. Maybe you chuyv tell everyone. Maybe the title of it to say you do make a bracha. A third option that can happen is, let's say most of the came over here is chayvet tefila, and two of them, three of them fell inside, is not chayvet tefila. So vader of that, you have to bring tefila to all the came, that's boshert. But you make a bracha on that. So come over with vaza says a chiddush. Well, let's say you take not do them all together, you take them out. So he wants to mechalik how it came out. If it's a case in which parish, what's halacha lechachoroy, you make it with a bracha. If you took it b'tayim, you took it out and you travel it. Then he wants a taino. It's nechal kain. The idea we're not sure you took out of here. I'll kain for a while. Once he travel, believe bracha. Finish the sugya of piyutz over there. Why he says that for? The best thing comes out according to the best thing to tell them all at one time. What comes out, you take them out, let's say you have 100 dishes over here, tell them all, because one of them is, where did they feel to it? Was it sad to say, do tefillah believe bracha, you take it out of your diet? Fine. Next point again to sugya bracha, is that we're saying again, by one kli, the halacha is kli, most people seem to do this way, two kelim to kelim. You take a pot with its cover. How many kelim is a pot with its cover? One.
Two.
Two. Very good. Perfect. Fine. Now, you think about it, etzem, it's two objects over here. But when you go to the store and you tell someone, yeah, you bought a pot with this cover, you say, I bought a kli or I bought kelim. What do you tell a person? When I bought a pot with this cover, you say, I bought a pot with this cover, you say, I bought, when you say, say kli or kelim.
You need this pot with this cover.
I say,
bought
a kli. So, in essence, what? Yeah, they're both in tefillahs, but what do you call this thing?
It's one thing, you need one, it's trailing away, you need both things, it goes together, therefore you need
so,
both.
So, from Zaman, but actually kind of the ikur, what is the chiva machayiv over here, the pot? And what do you call it a kli, you don't call it kelim. If I call it kelim, my kid right away will correct me in the Hebrew, no, it's called kli, that's the wrong grammar over here. No, no, it's the same mokum the machayiv, but still, we call the lashon the other, we call it kli. Given the one time the lachay say lashon of kli, chaim was this way. Never tell. I say Hashem the chutzoni is mitzadid, but the etzem is to kelim. One say lashon of kelim. Again, neither lashon ma'akiv, but most of them say lashon of kli, because that's what people call the lashon of kli over here. Now, just an interesting challenge, because let's say Isha is going to the mikvah herself, and she's a sophic because she had chiv go to the mikvah now, because she came also the mokum sophic for whatever reason. So there's always a question, what do we tell the sugya of bracha? It's not that convenient to ask another Isha make a bracha for her. So one of the questions they discuss, could she bring a kli to the mikvah? Make a bracha ala tefillah, which is not ma'akir in the kli, and then the Isha also be traveled with that? Is that a correct thing to go to look at tefillah on it? With her. With a bracha. Yeah. Could she go do that? So the question brought down the Balei Shulchan, this idea of Hasadcha. I want to know if you can heal or make a bracha on the clean when Isha Mokhm Sabbath, you do not know to do with the bracha. There are both derises, my dad has both derises over here. You can make a bracha. So the Maisha, the Balei Shulchan, he brings it down, or the Shutara, all this one time, the Chachila, the Mashan, the Matbeh over here. Like I'm Yitz, the way of the Chachila. But not Mashan, the Matbeh. You can't do that. Chutzan says, the Maisha, why not? One time, the Maisha can't go do that. But it's a Yitz. She has some box over here, a kind of it's over here. So there's a shadow of what do I do? No, she'll leave go for a second. It doesn't make a difference. Leave go. She could go down and get it. That's the question. My Maktibim. She goes inside my Maktibim. No problem. It's not that. It's my Maktibim. It's not a problem. Again, another person can hold you. Don't let another person hold you. Fine. That's Sif Kimmel. Sif Dalit. The very important you say over here, the come of the Shulchan Aruch comes down a case of a tripod. Shulchan Aruch Kalim. Basically, they get to us, we have stove grates. You have to cash your stove grates because you put pots on top of it. Stove grates. You put pots on top of your food inside. Come on, the Mechavad says since the food does not touch the grates or not touch the tripod, it only has the food goes inside your pot over here. We'll have to get to Beshem next time. What the next week? What's going to be the case for people that say Nik Chatzilim and they burn it straight on the grates? Is that maybe to cash the grates? Let me get to what the sugar there is. My wife does that way. My mother does that way. That's another channel. My wife does it straight. That's what I see.
Why is it
It's a pill, I think. No, it's a
yeah.
Why did you check for it? I thought what I thought was touching on the side.
Oh, for sure.
No.
No, I don't want to clean it. I can leave it on either side. Well, again, so again, in a simple case where you do not use the great straight, you stove top like a tripod over here, even though things spill over, clearly by a tripod spills over. If by second gate a face, I'm sure you have to catch it. Here it will spill over, but at the end of the day, since it's not made to have food on top of it, no here feel over it, on top, on it. The Marmokim says the going, the Gemara says you have to have a clean pseudo. The idea of clean pseudo is things that the Balei HaPli is coming inside of it. And things that are, the food's not touching it, not nichel, in the concept of clean pseudo. That means, Sifhei, Sifdal, and Hei, in the concept, what defines a clean pseudo? Some of the food is not touching it, not nichel, and get a clean pseudo. Therefore, the Mechabed Mamshech says, let's say in the case of Pali Dash, the food does touch it. Basically, a barbecue that has a rest, a rack to it, the food goes to it on top of it. That situation. So, look, if I need tefillah, I'm fine. So, what's the problem? No chiluk. These are tefillah over here. Fine. So, now that we have these two categories over here, things that the food touches need tefillah, and food that not touch not need tefillah, there could be numerous cases that we have to know under what category is it. Is food nifle get up touching or not? For example, let's say you have a kli that derech is that has a bag there. Two cases I'll give you. One case is, let's say you have a milk container, and the container is a bag of milk. Now, those usually are plastic. So, let's say you have a metal one. You have a candy dish that's metal over here, that has candy, that has wrappers around it. Is there a dim tool over here? Do you tell me the mice has a half stick in between, is like the pot and little get of a tripod, stove grates? Well, no. So, this question to Shlomo Zalman with the Asher, and it came out in the total opposite. Shlomo Zalman says, his example is a bag of milk, myself, a candy dish, no problem. The food, the best thing I'm touching it, it's a clue, it's not clue, it's not please come inside, the mice not here to feel.
Maybe my
candy dish. It's a shame, the Asher says, with a bracha, why? Because the bag is tough for the milk. It's a clue plus one less. What is here? There's a way of transferring things. They even call the chaisless on Shabbos. What's a chaisless on Shabbos? They're calling it mustigate. It's part of parcel of the bag of milk. The wrapper around the candy is part of parcel of the candle. It's command the lesser dummy. And therefore, it's a chiyat filo because the food is touching it. It's proper. What? That's a shayla. I don't have to wear it. Therefore, okay, that's a candy. I'm not talking about the bag, the dish. That's not how I mean. You have a candy dish. You have a milk candle here.
No, it's
exactly.
Now,
I
said, the milk is plastic, but if it's not plastic, but you have a candy dish. Example of the candy dish. A lot of what candy dish is glass or metal. You have a key of fuel on the candy dish. Well, come out, go to the ash and get a broth over.
You have Xeria, no? Is it no Xeria also? You put other things on it?
Now, the building upon that, let's say something is not wrapped around it, it's not the chaisel, but let's say it's something that has, what to put in between. The derech is, people have bread baskets, and put always a napkin in between. The derech is, they always put a napkin in between, because otherwise you have bread that will fall through. They come through. The bread basket with a napkin. The bread basket, I've seen a lot of people have metal ones. There's always a napkin over there. So you can say the sugya of a chesel over here. But you can say also that the essence is a paper. What's the paper? Is that that will be mastic over here? So if you come on the Isra Shalom Zalman, says the paper between, even though it's a derech, no, then you have a chiyat filo. Okay, that's not anything that has to do with not basically used in the kli per se. Chazal Ben Yomim says you have a chiyat filo in these cases. Next case, the third case over here, let's say the kli is not a derech to have something there. Derech not have something there. Except now you bought the kli, you have to table it until you get around to your doing it. If you want to do it yourself, because it's a boy, you have to do shulchan. So you want to go use it by array and put something in between, we'll put aluminum over there in between. Can you go do that? So far, we'll put it in between. Is there a head to put something in between? Because Be'etzim is now being mastic, and now it's not being used as a clear pseudo. So as far as speaking out, and they say you're allowed to know, because it's clear be'ikri, what are you using it for? Why are you using this clear for? It's the whole, the thing that's inside. You said, buy up inside to this candle, Be'etzim is using the clear over here. Therefore the Shemir Shabbos, or Rav Moshe, or
the
Tom
Leonis. That's why the candle is slippery.
No, because there, the derech has to have a wrap around it. Here you're talking about not the derech. That means the next level. There is no derech over here. And since there is no derech over there, one time there's no eats to go do that. People ask me that all the time. It's all right. First question always, can you use the all right? That's before Shabbat, that's the best, no you can't. That's question, you can't put something in between. And some license, you can't do that. And then it's other answers, which that's what you have to go talk about. Now the Israel never told that they want to kind of that you can't go to this, but most of us can disagree.
What about if you have
you need a mic, I can't hear you.
Why should they use a
knife tool knife? We'll get to Bezashem. That's the question suppress. Now go to different cases of what funds please do though. First, different Caleb. You have a nutcracker. A nutcracker is made to crack a nut. There's a shell around it. So you come along and say over here that you're touching the shell, not touching the food. And there is no chiyatfil over here. But Buzzer, when he has a chew about it, inside of that way, he said, that's if you're not touching the food, no problem over here. The point is to crack the shell. And this is the cleat with the thing itself. Betzim, it's a goof on my chalvir, and he's cracking the food. This is the whole get of cleat sudo. Why? The shell around it is part of parcel of the knot. And if you have a chiyot filo, mamash with the bracha. It's mamash cleat sudo over here. But Shani went this way. And therefore, as far as I see the swarm, the malachim come along, they say, do a tefillah of the bracha. Moshe away, the ash is away. You have two sides over here. Are you touching the food? And therefore, it's definitely get a cleat sudo. You're touching nothing, you're not here to feel at all. And therefore, the swam say by a nutcracker, Kutila Bli Brocha. We'll get to that, but we'll get to a different circuit, not over here. The other story, they get to Rota Shmisha, not the gate, sorry to focus step by step. And they get to a corkscrew. You have to title that. It's Kamal Lashach. They bring them a reel the most tiny you can, where you have a here to feel to it. And the Maaseh says, at the end of the day, a corkscrew, a Mekadeach, the Shach brings it down. The Shach says over here that Maaseh, at the end of the day, is not touching any of the wine. And therefore, since you're only putting it inside and taking something out, there's no din tefillah.
Why should
the din tefillah? It's coming to be the kli that has... It doesn't explain why, but it seems to be that since it's helping out the opening of the bottle of wine, it has the food inside. The cork is, and you're also bringing it, you're putting the whole inside the cork. But actually, if it's touching, they point down, let's take a step further, what I think you're asking, is let's say a can opener. A can opener, every time you open something, it always touches the food. However, you have no interest to touch the food. Is it mean nichol the nicest of that touches food? The kli sudo over here, but no, the whole point is to open up the can. So all this from come from the shach over here. They point out that's the lumdus of the shach. It's nothing to do with food. They come akav, maybe you touch it out. We don't care. And therefore, all this from down that by can opener, the nicest did not travel it. There's no tefil over here. Why? It's not made to touch food over here. Again, it might derech akav when you open things. It might be that way. I don't care. That's not the point over here. The point is made to open the can. Therefore, the Chashani and the Rabalski and the Rabosna and the Yashim and the Zephraim and the Nemetzel and the Feinstein and the Yom and the Rabbi Yev all come along. Everyone says no one. What? Oh, yeah, the corkscrew, same thing.
So, why was the nutcracker different?
No, because the shell is part of the nut. But otherwise, the can opener and the corkscrew, the mice are not here to feel.
Yeah, no, it's not clear why a nutcracker?
Because the shell is top of the nut, it's part of the nut.
Why is it any different than
the... It's like a chesel. That the example of a chesel is the shell of a nut. That's example.
Yeah, but the can is the same thing.
Cork is not part of the... Cork of a bottle is not part of the bottle. It's not a chesel. Two different things. Glass and a cork.
Use that as a chapter.
Now, another case discussed is a cleat sudo. It's first, ovens. We'll get to why, what's that here, Machmer. The Pashas, the get to ovens, the ovens and the oven rack. The simple understanding, the get to ovens, is the ovens itself does not touch the food. No tefillah, or it's going to sell, or it's more chubal karko, different scores over here. Again, I forget to why those are Machmer. The Monige is the get to the oven rack over here. The racks over here. is that, is there a tzadavit to yomekel? Pasha says, on the racks, you could get involved with, do you put food straight on the rack or not? Depends what type of house maybe you have over here. But some people, when they heat up things in the oven, on the rack, the pizza will put straight on. Bread will put straight on, won't put anything over there. So, there are those one time since you do it that way, you get involved with the sugar of great tashmisha, you wouldn't even machmer that you go after the main tashmisha, and therefore you didn't feel over here. Atzad HaSheni, there is a question of Chaim Kanievsky, and he says the rack is part of the oven, and the oven is mechub lekarka, and therefore it's potter. It's part of this clean, therefore it's potter. There's the Eimek HaTshuva, and he said, nice, go after Roy Tashmisha. And you're right, and next time Chaim Kanievsky says, just like by fridge, it's potter, which I mentioned yesterday, Machlekes, he also wants to eat by oven and potter. Put the oven over here.
We have some food, the oven is much worse.
Then the one more. Regular oven.
No, it's much worse. Oven's much worse because you're making the food there, no?
And another example of a clear fish, you know, is what that. I don't want to ask, not to ask any questions.
7 minute break.
Oh, no. Another question is on the table. Let's say you have a glass table, metal table, and you put food on top of it. So again, wave time is hopefully not, but people put bread on top of it, put cake on top of it, apples on top of it. Is there a din tefillah? So again, on the assumption that roif tashmishi, we have to meet tashmishi and tefillah, do you have to kashu it? So Baruch, I think a little less than 30 years ago, me and my brothers went over to my father and said, we have a big glass table on the porch over here, and we would like to go take it to the mikvah. The baya didn't fit inside the car, so me and my brother said, Tati, we live in Avenue O in Flatbush, we'll walk a couple miles to the beach, we'll take it to the beach. Me and my three brothers. So my father said, before you go do this, take my table, walk a couple miles to the beach, and hopefully get come back. Let me ask Rav Shiloh. He asked Dovah Cohen, and Dovah Cohen said, no chiyat tefillah. We try to ask him why. Now he says, that's the halacha, different time.
We said,
among the Shom, they discussed this question, the chiyat tefillah or not. The Yisrael came to ask me, and he said, Stava, why not you talk to him? Same with tefillah as Kalim, but she carried a few hundred pages. He writes, Maisa, if you put food on top of it, Maisa, why not? It's clear over here. Maisa is, what time from the Zama said, the minig is Maisa not true. Let's close the minig. The Oscar of the Mixed Down also says, the minig Maisa is not true. The Issa of Yasha, what you go do? He says, you do a Tila B'li Bracha. I mean, there's a Shiloh, what you go do? Now, the swear is why to be Mekel, maybe. Let's take first, my specific case, usually it's glass. Very rarely you have the table that's metal. Only maybe in the where they make the bath bakery type of issue. But most of the tables people have are glass. Besides glass, number one, you have all the studio of Tzidik Liyetz. I mentioned yesterday, Tzidik Liyetz is maybe as a heter. To be Chosh Tzidik of Libracha. It wants to be Tzidik maybe with Libracha, that's a Liyashim. Again, they get involved with is Nichol, the studio of Tzidik Liyetz. The whole idea of Tzidik Liyetz is not made to have anything on top of it. Here, the whole table is made to have something on top of it. So maybe it's not Nichol, the concept of Tzidik Liyetz. Right, as I said that, I saw Liyashim say this for yesterday, after Chumura. And one time, I think they made to have something on top of it, maybe not Nichol get a Pshutoy. Sheesh Lot, the Mount Shoda Sugyam. The second reason maybe get involved with who made these tables. You have a Slavic over here, you have a bar, maybe a guy who made it. Who's the Chevron? Who owns the Chevron? He said, Zeruf, 30 negated glass, maybe drop on it, what we send a thought. Why do you get involved with the Sugyam? Maybe I'll throw Rav Tashmishoy. You get involved with the Lomas of Rav Tashmishoy, we'll have to get to also, again, in Simchas. That what defines Rav Tashmishoy by Hagolas Kalim, get involved with what defines Rav Tashmishoy, go after Rav, how many times things happen. Or what we always use some of the time, which I have to also get back to. Those are maybe the smart, again, I don't hear why to make a hard time with it. Again, then I have our time, now I have our time. That still needs a minute to make a and we actually feel good about it. Those kinds of things didn't feel over. Chaim says also, I have a hard time with it. It's fine. But if a person does not let you table it, so then it's just time for you. Then what we make a walking in my father's house and still use his table? How come Yishlot?
It's
a matzah,
is it worth it? It's
metal. It's metal, too. I had to drop on it. It's not true from here. But next, Sifei. We have a also very important side over here. It's a building block on the definition of Klee Sudo. We have the Shulchan Aruch bringing down the case of a second Shulchan Shechita. You have a knife over here that's made to go do Shechita. The law is there's no din tefillah over here. The law is most of even a case of a second that you mash away to take off the skin over here. Also, no din tefillah. What's the svar behind it? they point out the first one they have to understand, they get to your silverware, let a vada zikris yudor meant to go eat at the table. They get to your pots and pans, you don't bring to the table. So why is zikris yudor? It's preparation for the sudor here. The question over here is that even though preparation, we do make a vada chiyat tefillah, that's all you pots and pans, it's plain yudor over here. Over here, the reason why you don't need tefillah, says the Mordechai, at one point out, it's not preparing to eat. It's too far in advance. They call it tashmish to tashmish. You do shkito. Again, now it's maybe chazik l'omtza, but that's not the derech to go eat it that way. People says the shach, you have to go cook it, you have to go roast it. And therefore, since you need to do another act in between, not nichol, the concept of klisid over here. You need to prepare it a second stage over here. Asad HaShani, come on the places of enter and says, a pot in the pan is preparing for food to eat. So a sake is preparing food to go eat. What's what we're talking? Who cares how far in advance it is? At the end of the day, you argue over here. The Amor says, you have dinner in Chilo. The Maisa, come on the Amor says, you have a whole lot of place over here. And he says, tell you to be table, li brocha. Once we have this table over here, it comes out that the Swarm examined locked him. What should go do? But it's going to be table on something else with the brocha, together with the sleep. On the first case, by Sak no Shchito. The next case, come along the Ramon of Exali. Mamshek, he says he has this bias limb, these metal rollers, they make holes inside the matzah. The luck is he no din tefillah. Now, come along the Tazan Shach and Iskanabi's question. Why buy these metal rollers that make holes inside the matzah, which is preparing the matzah? There's no din tefillah at all, and the Lord is not being done any cholkim, does not say tovil libracha. Mashenkim is Sak no Shchito. Or the sack they take off the skin, say to be terribly rough. The way to answer is very important, practically in numerous cases. The way the Taz says, Eina Chanami. It's the same sugya, just the mamot they're coming from, is the one that would be mekhel, we're being mekhel over there. But true, the baislam that make the holes inside the matzah, Eina Chanami, you need a tefillah according to the Aglaif Isavet Arach, and therefore according to them all, it's told to be terrible without a bracha. That's how the coin went this way. Chok Yaakov, Lacham upon him. They come on, they pass him, Mamash like a Taz. I tell Hashemi, the Shach says another way, he says, don't that way. And the Maimokwa is coming from the test, the other points out that way. And he wants a Taino, that really depends. If the Kli itself has another use, you can't take the knife, and you can't cut meat over here. The Gami not taking the Shach, the Sakin of Shrito to cut meat, but it can't be done that way. Therefore, that's the reason to be Mahmed, Shach to prepare food, to do Tfilo of Libracha. Masha Ekin, the roller that make holes inside the matzah has no other use over here. We don't have no chiv tefillah over here. Again, that's a girl goes. Chok pasod the pasuk this way. Shvarach. Among the swarm, it's going to be a machlokes or struggle among the dela paiskim. They look at the malachim over here. All seem to be a machlokes. They look at the oskol. The maisi said to be machmer like the taz over here. Yes, but Roberto said the maisi were mekel like the shach over here. And the swarm seem to be an argument. What is the ikkah halacha like the taz of the shach? And part of the argument could be that only we machmir only as a toiv. So we have to know how far to take this toiv to go do. We machmir even the case with the taz in all cases, or only the shach, take the shach to go cook. Therefore, this example, different cases, let's say you have a pasta machine. The pasta machine is made to pasta. There's no other use for a pasta machine. According to taz, the loch is still to tefillah, l'chatchilo, libra. According to shach, there's no chiv. A practical example, is a cookie cutter. Now again, if it's made out of metal, a cookie cutter is made to cut the dough. No one uses it as far as I see, other times. Do you have to table or not? According to Taz, it's good to table, believe Rachel. According to Shaft, no, you fill up on it. A what? No, not what they're cutting over here. I don't think so. A meat grinder, it's the same thing. Do you have to table a meat grinder? Kwan the Taz, the Maisa Tariq, Lee Bracha, Kwan the Shach, not. A rolling pin, if it's made from material that's not wood, a case of metal, be the same thing. Now, in my house, I have a sifter that one of it actually is plastic, but I have another sifter that the rods are metal. Do you have to table the Bracha or not? Table that, rather than that Bracha, you have to do the tool to it or not. So the Yisrael B'Yashu or Yisrael Berkut to tell you, no. They said no. And they seem to pass like the shaft. The lot is nothing else to do with the sifter except to prepare for the next stage afterwards. According to Taz the Chora, it's a din that's good to feel the Brahma. So the argument again, what defines the pseudo, again, a machlok Taz and Shach, and it is the gift numerous cases inside our house. Building upon that, that's only a preparation, they discuss what is a Kli Yisr, a Kli Yisr. Make it simple. You have a coffee canister, a sugar canister. it's not made to be pure, it's made to store to the next stage. It's made to store things. So is that also Nichlin's concept over here? So come on, Kuregan, the two Kuregans over here. He brings down the case of from the base Yehuda, and once the time is, since it's not made to do anything, only to the storage over here, that's not Nichlin again of this Yehuda. As a Sheni Kuregan, he brings down, and once on the Mechab and once on the Amor, he brings down the case of the Knesset Gdela, and once the Mechal can say, Avado, it's a Kli Yechson, storage. Except he said maybe B'tzirif, where it's only the abundant or only place on the outside, you can't be Mekel. Otherwise, by the right, it's to be Machmer. So one of the Kivegas says, Kliyat Son, the storage, no Kliyat Filo. One says, once the Tzarif, no Din Filo. Maisel, the Swarm seem to have an argument over here. He was Rana Filo. Storage is not made to, it's not Kliyat Sudo. Both on Sif Aleph. Once the Machabra, so I'm on. Now, the Ben Ishchai might say they did feel over here. The way this form, Be'ikigo, Kishchor, Kapashim, afterward, being down to feel of Libracho. Again, it's a tear from other cases. The Moshe got this way from Zaman and Liashu. They come along and say, yeah, but it didn't feel of Libracho, because the question, how do you again look at a storage thing as a Nichol again of the Sudo Nat? The one's to face Messiah with the concept of the cover of a Kli. What the look is, do you need to feel it to or not? So the Ramaz being Mechalik, whether you're covering things that are being baked, you bread on here, versus the case of a canary of a pot. What's the Svart Mechalik? What's the difference whether it's being baked or case of a pot of beer? So when the Archa Shulchan, he says lover, he says the idea is by when you have like a pot with liquid, it condenses, it fills up, and therefore it's as if the food is touching the pot, the cover. It's mamash the, and you take your part of the cover of your chalon, open, turn around, you see, there's liquid, all condensation over there. The pan itself is touching food, and the cup is touching food. It's touching food, it's Kli Sudo. What? No, that's part of the pot, it's all one thing over there. We'll get to maybe a more, drop more. But that's understanding. The food, it's better, this is part of it, you buy it together, and the food's touching the Kli Sudo. Mashiach, we have a pot covering something that's being baked over here, it's not touching it. Once we have the loch of not touching, the loch will be not the dalit, there was no chivat over here. That's one way of saying over, most of them say it over. There is another way of saying it over, when Mashiach, he comes along and says, that's not the yisoid over here. He says the yisoid over here is the cover over here helping in the cooking process.
Crock pot, what's that?
He wants to tell you if it's covering in the bishul, it helps in the cooking process, and the baking is not helping in the cooking process. Therefore, he says, if you have an oven that's helping in the cooking process, and if not me, as didn't feel, that's why he holds ovens have a bayah with all the svaras, why maybe it's not so, I'm a flipper, but he holds ovens have a bayah where you have to feel to it. Besides, it's helping the cooking process, it's part and parcel of the clear beer, and therefore you have to go kasher, not just the racks, the whole entire oven over here. That's why yeshiva smear of the ashiv. That's what the Ashes said, as they say over, he said the Shiva Smear, you'll go kasher their industrial oven that was massive over here. He held to be machmir that the idea to kasher things and why to cover the kasher it, but that helping the cooking process. So most go like the Archa Shulchan seem to understand the chiluk is whether it's been touching it, or maybe it's the idea it's helping and touching over here. And again, there's a Liash's chum over here that says any help in the cooking process is Nichlin's concept over here. No, as you said, only. He says, because the he's saying that by a kedeyu it's helping out the cooking process. Those are the words that's brought down. The bishul happening through the cover. Now, you can argue the point, I understand why you can argue, but I hear what you're saying. But that's what he says lower. Again, it's not touching food, that's touch food. By where? Who does this? Is that made for that? If things spray, maybe it's not made for that. It's not made for that. It's not for that. Now, they do put down, let's say you have a cover that's here to help the food out. There's nothing else to fall inside. Is that Nichol's concept of a kisoy? So, pour, if it's not made to touch it, as far as the Archa Shalom says, not made to touch, there's nothing to feel to it. What the Ashen says, it depends on why you're covering it for. Even though it's not touching it, again, the Shitasai. If you're covering it, let's say, a wine, put a cork inside, special ones they sell now, a cork in the metal or glass, or you cover your soda bottle, the drink over here, there it's made to keep the wine fresh. There it's made sure the gas doesn't come out. So there, the cap is helping out in the process of the food. Mashengi said, just keeping things out, not to get full inside. I said, no, feed fuel upon it. Without cooking his tongue, if it's something that's full over here. Now, the gate to Barucho, really there are three questions. One of them we spoke about, the gate to Barucho by the cover. In the case when you make a Barucho, when they pot with the cover, that when Machlik the Chabur, what you'll do is clear Caleb. Now, do you make a Barucho on the cover without the pot? Let's say you already cashed the pot and you got a new cover, or you didn't do it together. Do you make a bracha on the pot by itself? Do you make a bracha on the cover by itself? My sister will say, even though that when you title them together, the story is to make a bracha clean, but each one has a chiyuv tefillah to it, and therefore each one you can make a bracha upon, the bracha tefillah is clear on top of it. And Adkan until Sivab, as Shem on Sunday, we'll go through Sivab and further on the Sugya of Maimith and on the Sugya of buying things from a guy, transporting ship, and so on.